Hey, everybody, it's John, and thanks to everybody who helps us out every week by going to patreon.com/stealthisbeer and throwing a couple of bucks our way so that we can mail beers to our guests and have some fun conversations resulting from that. So if you're not already, go check it out. It's patreon.com/stealthisbeer. As Cass says, a little bit goes a long way, and we appreciate the support. Now, here come the sirens.
Steal This Beer, a candid weekly discussion about beer, over beer, by a couple of guys that think about beer way too much.
It is 5 o'clock on Monday, and we are stealing beer. I'm John Hall. Augie is somewhere in the world right now without an internet connection, so couldn't be bothered to be here, and we couldn't be happier because of it. Cass is with me. Kennedy is with me. This just feels right, gentlemen. This is finally a comfortable sweater. This is sweatpants after a long day at the buffet. This is just, you know, it's that fifth IPA when you only needed three. It's just right. It just feels good.
Pure bliss.
Without Augie here, it means, Justin and Cass, that you guys will get more airtime, which is great, because usually Augie gets about 97% of it. I usually get 2, and then you guys divide the other 1%. But this time, Cass, I want you to step in to the host chair. I want you to introduce us to our accomplice today, to really, you know, give us one of those Connecticut School of Broadcasting world famous intros.
Yeah, happy to. And, you know, it is April Fool's, so, you know, I hope you are having a nice day out there.
You're just fucking blowing it right from the beginning, huh?
Well, it's not. I mean, people think we're going to have a fake episode today, and we actually don't, you know, because we couldn't think of anything clever. So, you know, we are actually having an old friend of mine, a former neighbor up at the lake, my buddy Chad here. And,
what's up, Chad?
Howdy, Chad.
How's it going?
Oh, fantastic.
I can't match that that phone sex operator voice that Cass has, but I'm going to do my best.
Hey, the dulcet tones are here. You know them well. I first met Chad years ago when I moved up to the lake. He was renting a bungalow down the street. And, you know, when I first met him, you know, we just say, hey, you know, talk about what you're into, what you're in your hobbies and stuff. And, you know, obviously beer came up and he said, do you drink beer? I said, you know, of course I do. I also can it and do many other things like this fine podcast, photography. He's just like, no way. So naturally, the two of us have hit it off, you know, and, you know, one day he leaves the neighborhood and unfortunately, you know, disappeared from my life, which was sad because we had a lot of nice beers. And, well, you know, you thought I traded beer. You've never met Chad. And he usually had his hands on the hot shit. So, you know, gladly would always walk over to the house and raid his fridge, so to speak. So I do miss that. But he did disappear for a while, but did resurface not too long ago and told me that he was working at a brewery called Salt and Oak. So, you know, since Augie was away, I always like to put a light onto my friends and breweries that you guys have never heard about before, in hopes
breweries that you're trying to get business from. Right. We get it. Yeah.
You know, even if they're halfway across the country, like last week's guest. But yeah, you know, wanted to have Chad on today here and, say hello, Chad, once again.
So, you know, Cass, you mentioned that I went away for a while. I was in one of those darkness retreats like Aaron Rodgers did, but I went away for like 2 years and wandered around a cave thinking about inspiration for, you know, something, some purpose in my life. And I stumbled upon opening a brewery and, you know, here we are today having some beers together, talking about the project that I was able to get started and off the ground. And, you know, I'm happy to be reunited with you via the airwaves.
It's my pleasure, my friend.
So a darkness retreat leads to opening up a brewery, where usually it's my understanding that people who open up a brewery usually go to a dark place soon after. So what did you learn about yourself in that cave, Chad, that precipitated starting a brewery such as Salt and Oak?
Well, I felt like I needed to go to the dark place before I opened the brewery, because I knew that was the end game, ultimately, that most people experience. So I went there first. And even though I knew that ultimately I would be, finding that sadness and that eternal darkness, having to deal with customers, having to deal with people yelling at me, not having enough beer, it still prompted me to open Salt and Oak. And the reception has been unbelievable. We've been able to sell out a bunch of beers, pack our tap room, and do some creative things in beer that we don't necessarily see too many people doing. So that's been the most rewarding part. And the darkness led me there.
So I usually call bullshit on statements like that. When people say that they're tapping into creativity that you don't see elsewhere, right? Because I feel like everything's been done in beer at this point, and that there are no there's few original concepts. So I'm gonna hold your feet to the fire here now. What are you doing that is different, that is unique, that is creative outside of what we can get at every single other haze factory that exists in the U.S. right now, Chad?
Well, we've done something very, very special, and that's open a child-friendly tap room where we try to mold future generations of beer nerds. So what typically happens is parents will bring their children to the brewery, as you see across the country with many breweries. That's not unique. But what we like to do is we like to give them a place that they're able to be corralled, run around, draw on the walls, be destructive. We serve our non-alcoholic hard seltzer, which is called Unpissed. And we try to teach them how to be proper beer nerds. So when they do turn of age, their parents will be a little less disappointed in them when they finally bring them to a brewery for real.
I love that. That's inspiring. That's what this country needs more of right now. And I'm glad that you have the guts to do it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I know breweries and kids in breweries is a hot topic, so we embraced it. And it was something that's a huge hit. And, Uber is very popular in our area. Sometimes there's just too many, people that, are trying to leave the brewery. And, we've had a few incidents of underage driving, parents giving their children the keys and getting home. So, it's still a work in progress, but, we're happy with the results so far. There have not been any serious injuries. So that's certainly positive. One other thing that we've done that's been interesting is we opened up a barley wine only tasting room. So the way that this works is, we have the room, heated up to sauna temperatures, and the barley wine is served, just before boiling point. And, we encourage our guests to walk around as if they were in like a Turkish bathhouse and, share barley wine, talk about, all the wonderful things that barley wine has to offer, sweat a little bit. And that's been a huge success. We can only open that barley wine only tasting room once a week because it takes us approximately 6 days to get the beer nerd sweat and grime out of the floors and everything. But it's a really authentic experience the one day a week we are open.
See, as soon as you mentioned the Turkish bath, now I understand why Cass is so excited about your brewery.
And he's been there on most days that we've had it open. He prominently sits, right in the corner. He's got his own towel that, we wash once a month. It means he usually gets two or three uses out of it. But, he loves it. He's one of our favorite customers. And, we're happy to have him every week.
Sweat glistening off of the stash is just one of those things that once you see it, you really can't unsee it. Cass, you've been uncharacteristically quiet.
Well, I didn't want anybody to reveal my secrecy of hanging out at the barley wine sauna, but no, now the secret's out. And no, you cannot borrow my towel if you go. It is mine.
Monogrammed and everything. Hey, what brings us together on
what
Steal
brings
This
us together,
Beer?
John?
It's a candid conversation about beer. I don't even know what the fuck he says. To facilitate that, we drink blind out of black glasses.
I skipped Kennedy, it last week.
Kennedy has wrapped two 19.2 ounce cans and sent it to the three of us. I have it, Cass has it, Chad has it. And we are gonna, you know, trying to figure out what this is, because I'm thoroughly confused. Cass, you spilled on the text chain before we started during rehearsal that you've been drinking this since lunch. So since you have the most amount of time with what I'm really thinking is raspberry Snapple.
I like that. No, to be fair, my lunch was at like 2 o'clock and I needed something to drink with it. And I was like, well, it's a big can and I'd like to drink the whole thing while we're on the show. Cause you know, I don't like to leave, you know, half a drinking can. So, you know, I will work my way through this and obviously the next beer. I'm trying to find out if I love it or hate it. And it definitely has some sort of place in this world, but at that I'm picking up on that Snapple tea vibe for
it's
sure.
Like, it's like diet. It's got that artificial sugar sweetness. Chad, I feel like this is something, you know, that maybe comes out of your brewery. I'm not quite sure.
I'm getting notes of sweetness and alcohol.
I get the booze a little bit. I want more. Like, I almost wish this was just like pure alcohol to some degree.
I'm getting almost no booze off of this. Are you getting like alcohol warmth or like a heat on the back? It's
almost like a slight burn, like a, I would say watered down vodka. Now the more that I drink it too, I'm also pulling out like this mango, you know, this kind of mango feeling thing.
Okay. I'll go along with that. Yeah, there's definitely a fruitiness to it. And that saccharine fake diet sugar thing is...
It's lightly carbonated.
Put my head around it, yeah.
It's lightly carbonated too, so there's not a whole lot of bubble to it.
This tastes like bad decisions in Cabo in your early 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where you're having this, Chad?
I'm actually having it in the barley wine tasting room.
Okay. So I meant where would you drink this in everyday life? Does this fit into, is this a barley wine room refresher?
Yeah, especially after a good deep clean. Yes, this is a good refresher.
Get out the steam mop. Yeah.
It's quite unique.
Cass, where are you drinking this?
I think I'm drinking this on the beach. I would have a cooler of these on the beach because I feel like even though this isn't a 19.2, I could probably drink like a good amount of them while sitting on the beach and still not catch a buzz. That's where I'm drinking it. And maybe, you know, I hope you guys are all there tossing a football in the background.
I don't know. This.
How about you, Holm?
This tastes like something that I would have if I ever went to Asparo's.
If you ever went to where?
The Asparo's, the bad pizzeria.
Oh, Asparo, yeah.
And Kennedy says he's going to send fuck you beers for, you know, for this. And I was just like, well, you know,
Kennedy,
I was expecting
Kennedy,
a nice...
Are you drinking blind as well?
No, I did not get one for myself.
What he gave the bodega guy the tinfoil this time and said, "Pick me a couple beers and you can party too."
What? All right. What is this?
Yeah, I really need to know what this is. This is fucking wild.
This is a Lover Boy.
Oh my god! I was gonna guess it was something like this, or it was like a 19.2 White Claw,
kissed with lavender.
I don't get the lavender.
It's only 4.2% alcohol. So I didn't do it. You know, I didn't do an FU on
white
on that, but
white tea, peach hard tea kissed with lavender. Real ingredients, real people in this beer.
It's got lemon juice concentrate, monk fruit juice concentrate, natural flavors.
The natural flavors really come through.
I'm really getting the monk fruit on this.
I'd like to give a little background because I did not can this. So, you know, shame on you if you thought that was what was going to come out of my mouth next. But I did get this brand started and canned their first hard tea. Yes, I did. I have the proof. I have the job reports. The owner, Kyle, he's actually got a show on Bravo called Summer House. And right before whatever the first holiday is, the summer, he said, I really need to get this done and I need to get cans out. Where can I do this? So we brought it to one of our customers in New Jersey and we canned up like a bunch of like, you know, peach flavor, raspberry. There's a few different flavors. So I like to hang my hat that I canned the first Lover Boys ever. And they've actually blown up quite a bit across the country.
It's a very slick website. Yeah, I was just looking at it.
Is Patrick Dempsey a celebrity spokesman for this?
No,
it's a wasted opportunity.
It is.
Can you guys name a song from the band Loverboy?
Oh, no.
I mean, probably
not without Googling. I'm not going to try to dazzle you.
Yeah. What do they sing, Justin? What's their top hit?
Working for the Weekend.
Is it Working for the Weekend?
Yeah. Oh wow, there you go. Yeah.
Well, fuck me.
Turn Me Loose, I think, is the other one.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Kyle and the gang at Loverboy because they drink it on national television pretty much every week. And you can also get canned wine from them. They do some interesting stuff. Yeah, definitely a wild brand. So
cool.
So Cass, with all the time that you spend over at Chad's place, what else sticks out in your mind as something that is really bringing American craft beer to a whole new level? What are they doing that the Sierra Nevadas of the world, that the Bells of the world, that the well-established, shall we say, stodgy old players are doing to really bring themselves into the new millennium?
Well, aside from the, you know, childcare, which I think is absolutely amazing, there is also the yoga that is associated with goats.
Goat yoga. Yeah.
Very tiny goats.
Tiny goats. Yeah. It's like, you know, you could bring your dog or a cat.
Like pocket goats?
Yes. They're like miniature goats.
Teacup.
A special breed of miniature goat.
Teacup goats. All right.
Perfectly paired with the tea peach shit we're drinking here. But yeah, that was definitely one thing that, you know, I thought was intriguing because you could bring a dog to a brewery and do yoga next to a dog. But, you know, it's dog, cats, birds, they're everyday animals. Not everybody's got a goat. So, you know, I definitely think that was one thing that struck my fancy.
You know, you were also the first person online for bottles, the vial release of our beer, Rare Tick, where we were selling them with the in the 1 ounce vials. And, you know, everybody, you know, in hindsight, looking back at it, you know, I can see where people thought that the top looked like a butt plug. But, you know, it was wildly popular. And, you know, you were the first person there. You ran the line twice and you actually were so impressed by this release that you asked us to make more bottle toppers, which we did in your honor.
And I appreciate that too.
Bottle plugs, special Rare Tick bottle plugs.
Is this the only company that you're bottling for, Cass?
Yes, we have a special line just for them.
For 1 ounce vials.
So do not contact me at Ironheart Canning for any bottling needs because I can't help you.
I like that.
How about pocket whiskey? No.
Pocket whiskey. Lou Grayson,
you know what? That actually could be something there.
Pocket whiskey.
That could be something, Chad. Maybe a little collaboration with our buddy Lou Bryson, that prominent beer writer he is. No, whiskey writer.
The answer is yes. The answer is always yes.
Speaking of collaborations too,
okay,
you know, because that is also, you know, something, even though you're new to the game, you already made some beers with some heavy hitters. At least I think people are, and people that I know and love, you know, Dino from Vitamin C and also Ryan at Imprint, you know, not a lot of people that open up a brewery get to do collabs right out of the gate. And here you are making and rubbing elbows with some cool cats. You know, how does that come to be? You know, how do you guys get to know each other? And, you know, and I think you also poured them recently at a festival too, which is awesome. Tell us a little bit about those collaboration projects, how they come to be.
Yeah, well, Uncle Dino reached out. He's been a good friend for quite a while. And he said, hey, listen, we have to do a beer. You're doing this crazy project, and I want to be the first. And I said, absolutely, that's going to have to happen. So, you know, we used our artist for the label, and it turned out great. The beer was wonderful. It had tons of notes of cat piss. We used a lot of Simcoe in that beer, and it was a huge hit at the Imprint Tuhoffer Graham Fest. It was just a great day. People were amazed that they were actually able to get this beer in their hands, because, you know, usually we only do brewery only things. So this was a big day for a lot of people. There was people with Salt and Oak shirts at the festival, and you know, to see merch in the wild, only a few months into being open is a pretty cool thing.
I love that. Hey, Cass and Chad, have you guys opened beer 2 yet?
I am definitely into beer 2.
Yeah, I'm going to get into beer 2 right now.
When you open it up, Chad, what I want you to do is just take a really deep drink from it. Like, get just as much liquid in your mouth and then down your throat as possible, all at once.
This sounds like it could be on an adult movie that I may or may not have watched last night.
Okay.
Well, I will say it tastes better when you gulp it rather than sip it. It's
this smells like regret.
This is a gulping beer. The regret comes in the morning.
Oh, wonderful.
Regret comes at daybreak.
Of Smarties.
Hey, Justin. There you go, buddy. Justin, in your life and career, you've spent a lot of time profiling various breweries, mostly in New York State, that are located on farms. But I'm curious, as you've been listening to Chad and Cass talk about the wonder that is Salt and Oak, where does your journalistic mind take you? What do you want to know about this brewery?
I want to know where it is. You guys haven't even said where it is yet.
It's pretty obvious.
You know, when anybody ever asks, you know, I always say, you know, it lies in the deepest, darkest places of your imagination. And if you need any help trying to find that, you can always consult Bing.
It's I feel like it's at the bottom of this, this 19.2 ounce can, that we've just opened up as beer number 2. Chad, you've had your deep drink of it. You know how this game is played. What are you getting off of it? What do you taste? What are you experiencing?
I'm experiencing tart raspberries.
Yeah.
Childhood candy,
like
flavor.
Blue raspberry?
Yes.
Interest. That's a great note, actually.
I feel like somebody smashed a bunch of Smarties together and made some sort of like slurry, or maybe like dumped them in like a Sprite, something like that. But also that raspberry note reminds me of like Founders Rubius, but not as nobody has. It's super. It's not as sweet. I want to say it's on the drier side, and it's got like this dusty finish. Don't making sense there. It's like kind of, it turns into dark fruit. Like it goes in waves.
I'll go with dusty. It's got that dry finish to it, but there is like a little bit of like a drying dustiness off of there. I really like that blue raspberry note, because that is
like a
that's pretty much all I can get at this point, except after a good couple of sips, like there is, I know you guys were talking about alcohol before, and I wasn't picking it up, but good Lord, I'm getting a good amount of heat. Not in an overpowering way. It's kind of subtle, but after a couple of sips, I'm feeling a little pink in the cheeks, and this is. Where are you drinking this, Cass?
Oh man, there's many places I want to drink this, but this is something that I think I'm gonna slam at brunch before I get to something that I can ride out the rest of the day on. So maybe it's like, I don't know, 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm making the eggs and bacon, and I'm just chugging this. I'm literally sipping this so I can get to my next stage.
Are you chugging it or sipping it? Those are two different things.
I'm going to start with a couple sips, but then I'm just going to go out of control and I'm going to just beast the whole thing as the bacon fries.
Beast the whole thing. Chad, where are you drinking this?
I'm drinking it in the Barley Wine Tap Room, and
that sounds like there's a trend here. Yeah.
It's the only place I know how to enjoy these beers. If I really want to be one with myself, I have to be. I have to take myself back to the darkness retreat, and there's no darker place than the Barley Wine Tap Room.
I like that.
What about you, Hall? Where are you drinking this?
this is like a bad train decision beer for me. This is. Presuming I can find this at Penn Station. I've been out with you guys all night and it's like, oh, I'm just going to have one beer on the way home. And then by the time I get off my Jersey Transit stop, I need the Uber to bring me four blocks. What is this, Justin Kennedy?
Did you give us Juice Force, you fucker?
No, I was going to, but this is a little maybe step up. Oh,
God.
Berry Monkey.
This is Victory's Berry Monkey. So it's Sour Monkey, but fruited with
blue raspberry.
I don't know what. Blue raspberry? It doesn't even say what's in it.
Based on the color.
Real raspberries.
Add just the right balance of sweetness and tang with a smooth finish. It's undeniably berry good. Oh, I can't believe I read that out loud. But you know that this is a good beer. This is a quality beer. If you look down further on the label there, it's got the Brewmaster's approval, and Kovaleski and Ron both signed.
They signed off on
this beer. So I mean, who am I to go against
the
legends?
There, John? What's ABV?
It's 9.5%.
And it says it really big right in the front, right?
Oh yeah, no, they're not hiding that. That's the selling point of these beers is the ABV and the size. And good Lord, this is a thing.
Hold on, so Golden Monkey is the original recipe before they soured it. They made that beer for years. I used to drink it, in Downingtown when I'd visit. It was a fantastic beer, and I thought Sour Monkey was pretty damn cool when it came out as well. But was Sour Monkey a triple as well? Like, was it always triple?
Yeah, I think it was the base triple, and then they just, I don't know what they added to it. If it's
maybe it was a bad dream. I thought they like made like a watered down version of it. But that's cool. Do we know if they do any other fruits?
I think that there is a whole line extension for Monkey these days.
Yeah, on the website at the top, there's Monkey Crew. So there's a whole, there's Golden Monkey.
There's a whole barrel full of them.
Berry Monkey and Juicy Monkey, which is their hazy Imperial IPA. Also 9.5.
Ooh.
It's an IPA, not a triple. See, that's where I feel like they're starting to screw with it. Like, I want the triple off of these things. I don't want to.
They're monkeying around.
I don't know. I can't imagine that one's approved by Ron and Kovaleski, but either way.
First victory we've had on in either ever or a very long time.
Didn't we just have one not too long ago?
Did we?
I think we've had a Sour Monkey, or I don't know, one of them. Yeah, I think we had a Golden Monkey recently.
Dirt Wolf, yeah.
And when I say recently, I mean within the last 4 years. So.
Yeah, sure. That counts. That's fair. Hey, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a letter?
I couldn't find the letter that I was going to read. And I think it came to me either in a dream or on a text. And I can't find the text. And I don't remember the dream. So I'm sorry, I can't read it to you.
That's fine. If we'll tell people how they can get in touch with your text. We'll read your phone number out in just a minute. Chad, thanks, it's exciting having you on here. What else before we let you go? Back to the deep clean. What else can you tell us about Salt and Oak?
Well, we have another collaboration beer coming out in about a week with Funktastic Beer in Virginia. So that's going to be called For All Intensive Purposes. For All Intensive Purposes.
That's a good one. That's a like good one.
Wordplay.
Yeah, no, it's fun when you have to say it twice. Yes.
So we have that coming out. We have a few other little projects here and there planned for the summertime. So, I don't want to get too deep into that stuff yet because, we got to keep people on the edge of their seats. This is a unique project that we don't want to reveal too much about. It's very highly secretive. So, we can't reveal too much and pull the curtain back too much.
Cool. Well, I'm not going to follow up and ask you any more about it. If people want to find you all on the interwebs, if they want to follow along with your journey, if they want to know how they can get reservations for the stool next to Cass at the Barley Wine Tasting Room, where do they find you on the internets?
They can find us on Instagram at Salt and Oak Brewery. That is the main place to reach out to us and get in contact with us.
Fantastic.
And the hours? Hours?
The hours are 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And we specialize in bacon and coleslaw tacos.
So no other tacos?
No, just bacon and coleslaw. That's it.
I've never had the chance to eat them because they're always sold out when I get there. So
maybe you should camp out for 6 hours like all the other beer nerds.
Man, I have a real job.
It's exciting that the line starts at 4 a.m. every day for you guys. That's
for tacos. That's tacos.
Really great. Hey, Cass.
Yes.
If people want to reach out to us, if they want to call Justin, if they want to invade his dreams, how do they do that?
Well, that's stealthisbeerpodcast@gmail.com. So you write us those love letters and the hate mail if you got it. That's the type of stuff that we accept here. See what we are drinking on Untappd at Steal This Beer. Follow us on the social medias, which is really only the Gram and Facebook. That's at Steal This Beer. And Patreons, we thank you guys so much for all that you do for us and kicking us the pennies and the dollars. Because it goes a long way and helps us get funky 19-2s that we can scrutinize here on the show. So
love a boy. Yeah.
So we really thank you guys. We can't do it without you. Otherwise we'd be, I don't know what we'd be drinking. If Justin didn't send these wonderful tinfoil wrapped gems.
Well, thank you for doing that, Justin. Any thoughts before we go there, pal?
John, are you still on Twitter or X?
Yeah.
You are okay. that was my last thought.
Okay, good.
Well, we good.
I'm glad.
Not.
I'm glad
because
I'm glad
we are
we
not.
Could,
yeah.
I'm glad I can answer that for you.
I'm glad you are.
It's somebody's gotta help supplement the failure of Tesla.
Is Beer X a thing? Like, are people still active on it?
Oh, I don't know. I never got involved in any of that. Hey,
I couldn't
Chad,
even log in to cancel my shit.
Yeah, Chad. Fuck. Thanks for hanging out with us on April 1st this year, and I'm super excited to know about your brewery. So thanks for doing what you do.
No, thanks for having me, guys. It was a lot of fun. It was great to spend a little time with you and enjoy these wonderful beverages.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're back next week with
I don't know.
Real,
do we even...
a real show?
Do we have?
I mean, this is about as real a show as it gets, anyway. So we'll just be back next week with Augie. So
and we're hitting the road soon too, John, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks from now it's going to be the road show from Little Beers at Good Word Brewing down in Duluth, Georgia, which is actually a real brewery and a real festival. So people, if you're listening and you're in the area, Or if you're not in the area, get plane tickets, get in the car, come to Little Beers. It's on a, what's that Saturday? The 11th? The 13th?
Yeah, right. No,
Saturday the 13th. Yeah. In Duluth, Georgia, at Good Word Brewing. I'm going to be there. Augie's going to be there. Don Tess is going to be there.
Really?
And Andy Crouch is going to be there. It's going to be, it's going to be a good time. And yeah, we're going to be recording episodes of Steal This with noted breweries from around the country.
I can't wait to not listen to them, John.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, why, Kennedy, why that means now? Kennedy, that means we have many weekends off.
Yeah, you guys have about a month off coming up. So
vacation. Vacation.
Yes. Hey, thanks
for
holding
hang out at Dalton Oak for a month.
Yeah. Thanks for holding it down for us last week when Augie and I just didn't feel like doing the show.
It was a fantastic episode.
I'm sure it was. The fives of people who listen are they're thrilled with you guys. So hey, thanks. We'll be back next week.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, guys.